For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes about the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist. He says, we would be punishing ourselves by canceling weapons sales to Saudi Arabia following Turkish reports that Kamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. But a growing number of global businesses have withdrawn from an upcoming summit in Saudi Arabia amid concerns over the mystery of the Washington Post journalist's disappearance. The Brookings Institution's Shadi Hami says,
the U.S. has provided a security umbrella for Saudi Arabia for really decades now. So the U.S. is and has been Saudi Arabia's most important ally in security terms. So that gives the U.S. and it gives the international community more generally considerable leverage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
More than 400,000 customers from Florida to Virginia remain without power after Hurricane Michael struck last week. Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells NBC's Meet the Press that the impact of the storm on the Florida panhandle has been disastrous.
There are a lot of inland areas, some of these poor rural counties to the north of there. These counties took a devastating hit, and we are talking about poor people, many of them are older, miles from each other, isolated in many cases from roads, including some dirt roads that are cut off right now. We haven't been able to reach those people in a number of days.
President Trump held a Make America Great Again rally in Lebanon, Ohio. He praised his Oval Office meeting with rapper Kanye West and Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown.
Kanye West, what he did was pretty amazing yesterday. Pretty amazing. And you know who else was with him? A guy you know well, Big Jim Brown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration's special advisor on Afghan peace met last week with Taliban representatives for talks that included working toward finding a peaceful resolution to the war. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Taliban claims it held talks with a U.S. diplomat on Friday in Qatar as part of the efforts to end the 17-year-old war. They say that it was between their negotiators and a special U.S. envoy who's been helping to lead U.S. peace efforts. The United States would not confirm nor deny the report, which comes at the same time that Afghan officials have announced the Taliban attacked an army base near Kabul, killing 17 Afghan soldiers and abducting 11 others. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There was laughter and tears when freed American pastor Andrew Brunson prayed for President Trump in the Oval Office. With more, here's John Clemens.
After being released from Turkey following almost 2 years on charges of being involved in a 2016 failed coup attempt, Pastor Andrew Brunson told the president, "We pray for you often as a family." The pastor then went on one knee to pray.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him. I ask that you give him wisdom in how to lead this country into righteousness.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.